The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your daily Texans podcast, coming to you directly from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Tuesday, July 28th. Texans fans, the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is now on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. In this interview, I sat down with Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer to preview the Texans linebackers. This is another segment in our series of interviews previewing each position group before training camp. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Christina Gonzalez with Texans TV. I'm sitting here with Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Texans, as we preview each of the position groups before we head into training camp. Let's talk about the linebackers and possibly the biggest competition at training camp, the weak side linebacker.
Well, you look at this one, it's interesting, Christina, because you have Xavier Adebe and Zach Dials, who played so well for this team before getting hurt. And Adebe, he's an interesting player, isn't he? Very athletic. But then you look at the signing of Cato June, and here's somebody who has a Super Bowl ring and always plays at a high level. So he's going to compete for a starting spot. I think he's going to be very well noticed. You do have younger players, though, in Adebe and Dials, who have a whole lot of ability. So that is a position group or a side of the linebacker position group definitely worth watching the weak side, because we know what's going on in the middle and on the other side.
What are your thoughts on rookie Brian Cushing?
Well, Cushing's going to play that strong side, and you look at him on the practice field in OTAs, and he just pops out because he's so large. The size at linebacker that he delivers, the caliber of play that he demonstrated at USC, makes you think he's going to be a big-time NFL linebacker. So we're all very excited to see him on the field at training camp and in the preseason. You know he's going to get plenty of action to see how he looks against NFL competition.
Right. Do you believe the Texans will keep more than six linebackers?
Well, it'll be interesting. You know, if they do, I would suppose Sean Thompson would be another guy worth watching, because Kevin Bentley led the team in special team stops last year and plays so well at any position in the linebacking core. He's bound to make this squad. And you look around top to bottom at linebacker, I think that Bentley's a lock. Sean Thompson might be on the outside looking in if they only keep six.
DeMeco fought through some injuries last season. What do you think he will be doing in 2009?
Well, if healthy, DeMeco Ryans is a Pro Bowl linebacker. He's proven that already. And it was weird for a while to see Zach Dials leading the team in tackles last year. You knew that DeMeco, if healthy, is going to do that virtually every time, because he's one of those players who always seems to be around the football. I would expect nothing less out of him in 2009. Think about this linebacking core now. If Cushing is as good as advertised, and Dials or Adebe or June or whoever's on the other side, how good is DeMeco going to be if healthy? This is a position group that's emerging as one of the strongest position groups on the team, so that's going to excite a lot of fans for 2009.
Right, there'll be a lot of people to watch in training camp in this position, and that was our linebacker segment. Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliance Stadium. Training camp tickets are now sold out, but remember, camp begins this Friday. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
It's football time in Houston. Yeah,